mythological places. How'd you get involved in this work of Lemuria, for example, Mount Shasta?
This is actually a really timely topic for what we've been talking about. I first wrote about the lost continent of Mu, which the ancient Hawaiians talked about as the civilization of Lemuria, in my book Origins of Huna. And then how I kind of got interested in it initially was when I was doing past life regression work, which I do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It came up occasionally in that work, but I started doing past life readings where I would just tell people things about the past lives that they had. And so when I do that, I try to back up to the very beginnings of when I think their soul came into existence. And a lot of times I was sensing the energy that these people had been in the place that could be mythologically known as Lemuria. And there's a lot of different theories about this continent of Lemuria. I mean, a lot of people believe that it was where the Hawaiian Islands are now, that at one time there was a large continent there that basically spanned the area that we call the Ring of Fire around the Pacific Rim, and went all the way down through like the Andes Mountains in Peru, and that this was a continent called Lemuria that could have existed anywhere from 70,000 years ago all the way back to maybe millions of years ago.
Was it linked with Atlantis at all, at least in knowledge, perhaps?
The theory is that there was some cataclysmic event, like a pole shift, and the Lemurians, many of them perished, but that some of them came across land bridges into the area that we would now call Atlantis, over near the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. And there's a lot of evidence to suggest that the Lemurian people could have actually been the same people who built the Mayan pyramids in the Yucatan. And then that's been substantiated by lots and lots of people, everybody from Madame Blavatsky to Edgar Cayce. This is all over the place.
Shelley, you talk about bad luck. So the Lemurians leave an area that has been devastated by earth changes. They find an area that ends up being Atlantis, and that goes under. I mean, what are the odds of that happening?
I guess it's just evolution, George. I don't know. But the bigger in the mythological sense of it, or what is this here to teach us? I mean, we think of the Atlanteans as being this very masculine, aggressive, like warmongering society. Does it remind you of any other societies you know, George?
Yeah, really, too many.
And that the Lemurians were more of a very beautiful, etheric, feminine, peaceful energy. You know, when I did these readings for people, it just felt like they were living in tropical places, just existing very peacefully, almost in a world where people communicated telepathically. And it was just like the world that we described earlier in the program of just peace and love and everybody's getting along. And then we talked about that earlier, like, so you've got this peaceful society, but eventually something, whether it's a force of nature or otherwise, is going to stir it up, because there's got to be some kind of balance. And so some believe they perished in a pole shift. Other theories suggest that perhaps the dinosaurs came or volcanoes erupted or whatever, and that this continent actually sunk under the ocean where the Hawaiians are. And then there's just tons of mythological lore from the ancient Hawaiian people to the people of New Zealand, and a lot of the indigenous cultures have these kind of creation myths that suggest that there was an island that sunk under the sea, and even the Hopis talk about this. And when we're talking about like the five major races in the world, the Lemurians were seen to have been the brown peoples of the earth.
We were just talking this week about Mount Shasta in California.
Yes.
And we got several calls from people who somehow made their way down there through an opening, and they describe it as being city-like, incredible structures. Something's going on over there.
There's definitely something going on in Mount Shasta. I have not been, at least in waking reality, into these cities that are supposedly underneath the mountain, but yeah, the theory is that many of them migrated and are currently residing under Mount Shasta, and there is some kind of very, very profound energy around that mountain. And I know a lot of people have been by there.
That's exciting.
It could be.